You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
It is Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the five-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, Biden and McCarthy back at the debt ceiling talks, weeks from the drop dead date, Biden primed to cave, despite having learned the lessons, supposedly, of 2011. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani sued for sexual harassment, non-paying of compensation owed, and accused in that lawsuit of selling presidential pardons. The Durham report released after 4 years, millions of dollars, and one conviction that the judge said was a function of an inappropriate shortcut, and it produces nothing. Primary and special elections today in Kentucky, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Important one in Pennsylvania. And some might have import in Kentucky. U.S. Virgin Islands subpoenas Elon Musk over a Jeffrey Epstein suit. New report, Erdogan arrested and expelled international election observers in a Kurdish-majority city. Big turnout against Cop City in the Atlanta City Council hearing last night as hundreds more were turned away. Brandon Johnson sworn in as Chicago mayor. Minnesota on the verge of passing sick time mandate and safety requirements for warehouse and meatpacking workers. And the IRS admits that black taxpayers have been more likely to be audited. All this and more on today's Majority Report. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us. Emma is out on a fact-finding mission at her friend's wedding celebration, I guess. She'll be back Thursday, but it is indeed Newsday Tuesday. You're going to see for the next probably, I don't know, 12, 15, we're going to get to the Rudy Giuliani stuff too and briefly talk about the Biden-McCarthy stuff, but we should talk about the Durham report, which has been released. There's not a lot to be said about the Durham report. We already knew that this thing was a bust a year or two ago. There was... After all was said and done, he brought, I think it was, charges against, was it three or four people? I think three of them were exonerated. Maybe it was three people total and two were exonerated. But the bottom line was he was not able to get a conviction, even on the most simple of stuff.
He brought criminal charges against just three people, lost both cases that went to trial, and in the third case, an ex-FBI lawyer pleaded guilty to altering an email that was used to support a surveillance application, but he wasn't.
This is the FISA thing, right? He was got 12
sentenced.
Months of probation.
Right, right.
I think he did another like 400 hours of community service.
Yeah, but no jail
and
time.
To be clear, the judge said this was a function of the lawyer. It's a low-level lawyer writing a letter in support of a FISA warrant that the judge said specifically he took, quote, an inappropriate shortcut. That is the sum product of a 4-year investigation, twice as long as the Mueller investigation, incidentally, $7 million, dozens of investigators. We should also add that not only did Durham come up with nothing, the Senate Intelligence Committee, I will say, led by Republicans, spent 3.5 years reviewing millions of documents, interviewing tens, if not hundreds, of witnesses, and found that, yeah, you know what? The FBI did have a legitimate reason to begin this investigation in 2016. In addition, the Department of Justice Inspector General, under, I believe it was, the Trump administration and Bill Barr, also found there was no political bias in the launch of the initial FBI investigation.
You mean the FBI is not Democrats?
It turns out, oddly enough, that the FBI are not Democrats. You will also recall that there is specific data, and I'm not saying this is the reason, but I've said multiple times there's about 12 reasons why Hillary Clinton lost that election. One of them was the letter that James Comey read aloud in the run-up to the election in October. And to be clear, we have data which shows what that did to Hillary Clinton's chances. Now, you have an election that close. You have multiple mistakes made by Hillary Clinton in campaigning. You have things like an open Supreme Court seat. That letter was just one element in the mix. But certainly there is data that shows that it impacted the polling anyways, right after it. And at no time, so the idea that somehow, I guess the spin is that Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians to make sure that she lost the election. Put up this Ben Shapiro tweet. I found this amazing, and this is going to be indicative of what you're going to see. Here, let me see if I can put this. Go to my Twitter and you'll see. I will read this tweet from Ben Shapiro. And this is indicative of what you're going to see across the board from all of the right-wing outlets, ranging from the Daily Wire to CNN, which incidentally, CNN getting beaten in the polls. I mean, the
ratings.
The ratings. By, is it WorldNet Daily?
Newsmax.
Newsmax, sorry.
Yesterday, last night.
Here's Ben Shapiro. Oh, blue check. Did he pay for that? Yeah. He must have. That's embarrassing. Oh, I'm sure he had to do it because of video reasons. The Durham report shows, in essence, collusion between the government, between the Clinton campaign, the FBI, and the Obama administration to weaponize government power against Trump. It is appreciably worse than Watergate. It was far deeper in the bowels of the government. I'm not sure what that means. And reached to the highest levels. Incidentally, for those of you who are too young to know, the president of the United States resigned because of his involvement in Watergate and had to be pardoned by the following Republican president. So I don't, like, are we talking God here? Like, who is at the higher levels of government than the president of the United States?
The smoking gun tape was literally Nixon asking the head of the CIA to stop this investigation of the stuff, or we'll get into the Bay of Pigs stuff, which you don't want to come out. So that's pretty deep in the bowels, I'd say.
That's pretty bowely. But they need to do this. And, You'll remember when the Mueller report came out, Bill Barr summarized it 2 weeks before it was released. Maybe it was a week.
Hopefully gave us the
and he said, there's notes. Nothing here. And also he lied about what the Mueller investigation was tasked to do and the limits in which it was supposed to be investigating. And then the Mueller report came out, and it was quite clear it was an invitation to the Congress to impeach the president over this stuff. Garland, on the other hand, just released this because it would be untoward of him to do anything like what Bill Barr did in terms of interpreting it. So essentially what you get is more of the same. The institutionalists allow this stuff to happen. It's absurd. We had a Republican-controlled Senate investigation. We had a Republican-controlled DOJ Inspector General investigation. We had a four-year investigation by John Durham. And the only thing that produced was 12 months of probation for a low-level lawyer because the judge said, quote, he did something, quote, he took, I should say, quote, an inappropriate shortcut. And we're just going to be, we're going to hear about this stuff for ages. This is, we're back to pre-Trump rules, essentially, in the media. I'm sure tomorrow we'll have a bunch of, here is Sean Hannity speaking about this report.
Years and years and years of waiting with the 2020 election safely now in the rearview mirror. The DOJ has finally published the findings of the Durham probe. Remember that? Now, long story short, every single thing that we reported to you on this program, we were correct. We've been vindicated time and again, especially today. Everything the media mob reported for almost three long years, day in and day out, nothing but lies and conspiracy theories.
Okay, there it is. I should say, however, this is written up by the Talking Points memo, citing the New York Times. In January, Times reported Charlie Savage wrote about the Durham report and the mess of investigation. One of the bombshells from that report was that Durham's essentially portfolio had been secretly expanded to include an allegation of wrongdoing against Donald Trump. From Charlie Savage's reporting, Mr. Barr and Mr. Durham never disclosed that their inquiry expanded in the fall of 2019 based on a tip from Italian officials to include a criminal investigation into suspicious financial dealings related to Mr. Trump. The specifics of the tip and how they handled the investigation remain unclear, but Mr. Durham brought no charges over it. So it turns out that in the course of this investigation, for whatever reason, Bill Barr gets this these tips into the DOJ. Where does he take these? Does he give them to another investigator? Hey, or does he say, oh, this is related somehow to the way the FBI functioned in 2016 and 2017 and in 2018? No, he gives them to Durham. And if you look into the Durham report, you will see nothing about those charges. Savage wrote, Italian officials unexpectedly gave Mr. Barr and Mr. Durham a tip about a suspected financial crimes linked to Mr. Trump. While the tip was unrelated to the Russia investigation, Mr. Barr had Mr. Durham investigate the matter rather than referring it to another prosecutor. Mr. Durham brought no charges. Mr. Durham's report did not mention any of those matters. So let's be clear what happened here. Bill Barr, for some completely unexplained reason, gave a guy investigating the investigators about Donald Trump from 2016, 2017, 2018, a new lead about a completely different crime potentially committed by people close to Donald Trump, including maybe Donald Trump, we don't know, that took place in 2019. He gave it with this investigator, and the investigator, instead of like reporting back, like, also, we just want you to know, in this 306-page exhaustive report, we just want you to know, we looked into this, there was nothing there. Not even that. And of course, that investigation apparently is over. It's been buried. I mean, the whole thing was just a sham. And we're going to be treated to a couple of days worth of like, we're going to be treated to a couple of days worth. But if your uncle watches Fox News, or if your cousin reads the Daily Wire, I can tell you what you're going to be reading about for the next year and a half.
I got to say, though, hearing Hannity say the Durham report, you remember that? That doesn't
bode
well.
Yeah, exactly. No. The Durham report that we didn't talk about for the past 2 years when it was clear there was nothing in there. Like when we first got inkling that this wasn't going to show up. Remember when Donald Trump was like, release the report before the election? Well, now we know why he didn't. Right? Because there was nothing there. No sponsor today. Well, I guess CedarSeeds.com.
That's a sponsor.
We extended the 420 holiday discount, 20% off your entire order for one more day till 11:59 p.m. tonight. Cedar Seeds, you get six seeds in a packet, allows you to grow plants. We have a variety of plants on that website, free shipping. Check it out. We ship anywhere in the country. Check your local statutes about your ability to grow these plants in your locale. New York State, you can. My seedlings now, they're about 6 inches, maybe 8 inches, I would say. So I will be taking pictures of that as they grow. CedarSeeds.com. We'll put a link to that in the podcast and YouTube description. Not much new to report on the Biden-McCarthy talks. They're ongoing. There is increasingly concern. Politico now writing about the debt ceiling talks, quote, causing mini panics among his base. Warren describes herself as very concerned about the direction of the talks. People in the House are bumming over it. This whole budget cap thing, this is what Joe Biden did back in 2011, undercutting Harry Reid, and supposedly had learned the lessons of that era. Apparently not. This whole game where he played like, we need a clean debt ceiling. But of course, at the same time, just coincidentally, we'll also talk about cuts. It is just the greatest amount of political malfeasance that one could imagine. I suppose it's possible that Joe Biden personally enjoys the idea of low-income people having some pain or disarray in the government. That seems odd. But I think also there's just a complete lack of understanding of the amazing thing. It's incredibly frustrating. I know I say this every day, but you hear the AP report it, and it's as if like they're having negotiations about, you know, the the spring coming. Like, there is no context to this. No one the general public has no idea. Had the Biden administration just said, we're using the 14th Amendment, end of the story, maybe they'll still do that. The one interesting story I did see about this is that a small group of moderate Democratic lawmakers has quietly reassured its House Republican counterparts that it can help protect McCarthy's gavel if his right flank revolts over a debt agreement. This is according to two people familiar with the discussions. If conservatives responded to a McCarthy-Biden deal by forcing a full House vote on ousting the California Republican, Democrats say they have enough members to help block it, keeping him in power. We'll protect him if he does the right thing, said one of the House Democrats involved in the talks. That Democrat added that McCarthy himself has been briefed on the discussions. This is a weird thing to leak if you are one of these Democrats. This is not something you would want to do if you are trying to genuinely protect Kevin McCarthy. In fact, McCarthy spokesperson said the speaker has never heard of this garbage, has zero interest in it, and thinks Democrats would be better off focusing on the jobs they were elected to do. It is unclear to me what's going on here. My first inclination is to assume that Biden is going to cave and agree to some type of more or less sequestration where you put caps across the board for a year or two. But this leak in Politico, and whenever you read something in Politico, I've said this many times before, you really need to read two things. You need to read what's written, and then you need to read why, which is not written anywhere, but why you know this information. Why are we reading this? If you are a House Democrat, you know how sensitive it would be for McCarthy to be dealing with Democrats to get around the people who put him in power. If you wanted to stir some stuff, this is what you would do. This would not be protecting Kevin McCarthy to leak this. Because the only people who are going to read this is not the general public. This is just going to be read by Matt Gaetz. And so maybe this makes it almost impossible for McCarthy to make a deal. Remember, the reason why we didn't get cuts to Social Security during the Obama administration was not because Obama was trying to not cut Social Security. He was trying to cut Social Security with Joe Biden's help. This isn't the first term. But the Freedom Caucus wouldn't, or the Tea Party, whatever they were calling themselves at the time, Tea Free Caucus Party, they wouldn't accept the deal. And so it's conceivable what's going on here is that Joe Biden is like, doing the same thing. We're going to offer all these concessions and they still wouldn't take it. And then we have to do the 14th Amendment. Maybe that is me just, I don't know, wishful thinking. And it probably is. If I had to bet, it's more he's just going to cave on these things. But I guess we'll see. That's why somebody paid $500,000 for George Santos to get out on bail. I wonder who it was.
They can't lose a single vote. They need that guy.
Unless
they want to institute proxy voting from jail.
Puppy owners across the country helping out George Santos. All right, let's get into this Rudy Giuliani thing. Oh, just a reminder. Two big elections in Pennsylvania today. One is obviously the Philadelphia mayor's race. On a day that I think it was today, Brandon Johnson. Yes.
Yeah.
Brandon Johnson yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, sworn in
yesterday. In Pennsylvania, there's an opportunity to in Philadelphia, there's an opportunity to elect Helen Jim former council member. She's in support of a Green New Deal for local schools. She is the most progressive of the mayors in, or I should say the people running in that primary. And in Philadelphia, the Democrats are going to win. There is also a special election for a Pennsylvania House seat. What was that district? Did we know it was? Was it?
Yeah, 163.
163. This is an important seat. It's Philly suburbs. Go out and vote. This is an important special election. The Pennsylvania State Legislature would become a sort of a veto-proof supermajority if the Republicans win this race and another one that was held by a Republican. So if this becomes a swing seat, Pennsylvania in big trouble. So get out and vote. That's a solidly blue district, but we'll see. Meanwhile, in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court Republican primary, there is a Doug Mastriano-style candidate who would not certify the election results in Pennsylvania. And so the Republicans are pissed in their pants that she's going to win, and there's going to be another Mastriano type of situation there. So that's interesting to watch. Kentucky's got a big primary to see who's going to take on Steve Beshear there. The Republicans do. So keep an eye on that stuff. The important thing, again, if you're in Pennsylvania, get out and vote if you're in those Philly suburbs, or if you're in Philly, for that matter. All right, let's get to this Rudy Giuliani thing. I want to make something clear here. These are all allegations against Rudy Giuliani. And I have been living in New York City for 20 years now, since 94, 93. And I still have images of a piece of videotape of Rudy Giuliani that I want to show. Bradley, did we pull that? Remember I mentioned that? From Borat?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see it. I want to show this.
That's 30 years, by the way, you've been in New York. For
30 years. Sorry about that. Let me take that again. I have been in New York for 30 years. Wow. I missed it by 10. 30 years. And I still have images of America's mayor on that that pile. Well, really, it wasn't just a pile. Do you got it? It's not just really a pile. It is. Here, put it up on the screen. It's video footage that I think every American remembers. Rudy Giuliani. Can I see it?
We're talking about the boy.
Yes. And get to the part where that, and it of course is that clip from Borat when they walk in on Rudy Giuliani. Here it is.
Show this with your jacket.
Yep. Yep, there's the sound. Oh, there he is. Tucking. He's just tucking in his shirt. Classic way of tucking in the shirt. Okay, we don't need to see Borat come in and be upset. But all Americans remember that. America's mayor with that young girl.
Preparing himself.
Right. And I just want to make this clear. Again, this is allegations. This is all alleged in a 70-page complaint filed in the New York Supreme Court. This is the type of thing that if you sue somebody for something like this, you know, this can be problematic if you're lying. Just want you to know. But again, alleged, a woman named Noel Dunphy in January filed a summons, which is the first step in a civil legal process, right? This is not criminal charges. The lawsuit claims that, well, let's pop this up. We got clips here, right? We got, here's the first thing. This is Giuliani told the alleged victim, who is suing him for sexual harassment and failure to pay him the $2 million. He also asked Mr. Dunphy, this is the woman who is working for him, if she knew anyone in need of a pardon, telling her that he was selling pardons for $2 million, which he and President Trump would split. Told Ms. Dunphy that she could refer individuals seeking pardons to him so long as they didn't go through the normal channels of the Office of the Pardon Attorney, because that correspondence is subject to Freedom of Information Acts.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want that.
So you wouldn't want that. Now, it's possible he was just lying to impress her, which is a weird
problem.
Well, that's a problem, and it's indicative of a problem that he has mentally, but it's not, it doesn't rise to the level of something that should be investigated. Because, but let's just assess this. She's working for him. They're already, you know, he's already like sexually like assaulting her, according to her, forcing her to have sex with him while under his employ. Well, maybe he's just saying this to sound important, but I mean, he's the president's lawyer. Yeah. What is he trying to prove here? Unless what he's really trying to do is make some money and put out feelers with anybody he knows. And Ms. Dunphy comes from that conservative world. Maybe she knows people.
Networking.
Here is some more screenshots. This is from blogger Liz Dye. Some more screenshots from this court filing. This is disturbing. Giuliani also took Viagra constantly. While working with Miss Dunphy, Giuliani would look to Miss Dunphy, point to... I'm going to change the words here so that we don't become unfriendly to work. But point to his soldier standing at full salute,
yeah,
and tell her that he cannot do any work until you take care of this. Thus, Miss Dunphy worked under the constant threat that Giuliani might demand sex from her at any moment, even when the COVID-19 pandemic halted Giuliani's ability to physically assault her. He demanded that she disrobe during their work-related video conferences. God. Now, again, this is all an allegation. Giuliani also abused his position as Mrs. Dunphy's lawyer to pressure her into sex. So apparently she came to him or had a lawyer-client relationship in addition to an employee-employer relationship. She was dealing with a domestic violence case from her last boyfriend. Now, it is not uncommon for people who have been in abusive relationships to go into another abusive relationship. Wait, don't move that away. Just as context, I think most people are aware of that. In one instance, for example, Giuliani promised Miss Dunphy that he would give her $300,000 if she would forego her legal rights in connection with her pending case. And F me like crazy. This statement was recorded. We should say that the allegations also come with the claim that there are recordings and also screenshots of text messages. Here's some more excerpts. This one, these are... compiled by Pilar Melendez. This is from one of the texts. This is from
Rudy
yeah. says, you want to do Rudy? Why don't you do the woman and I'll do Rudy. Okay. Good morning, my love. Tried to call.
Your scotch is with me. I'll bring it for you on Thursday, wherever we meet. Let me quickly shower.
Now, we should also say the claims in this lawsuit are also that he starts drinking at 10 a.m. in the morning and is constantly demanding more alcohol because he realizes he's a functional alcoholic and he can't function without the alcohol.
I would just say extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Exactly. And then he responds, "Can I shower with you?"
She says, "Need to shower dress before Xfinity and the IT guys come."
Good idea. "And put very modest clothes on, possibly burlap."
Jesus.
What else? Do we have anything else from any more screenshots?
I mean,
yeah, here's another one. Around the same time that Mr. Dunphy began working for Giuliani and the Giuliani companies, Giuliani and Mr. Dunphy began working together on her legal matters. Under the guise of providing Ms. Dunphy legal advice, Giuliani started asking Ms. Dunphy extremely personal questions relating to her past, including explicit details about prior sexual encounters. Ms. Dunphy was disturbed by these personal questions, but Giuliani claimed this information was necessary for his, quote, research in connection with his case. As Ms. Dunphy would soon learn, Giuliani's probing questions were not designed to provide legal advice. Rather, Dunphy would come to understand that Giuliani was aroused by discussing Ms. Dunphy's sexual history and violent relationships. Ms. Dunphy did not know yet, but Giuliani would force her to repeat the cycle of abuse she had suffered. Disturbing stuff. These allegations are true. One, this woman has been subjected to a tremendous amount of abuse. Two, Giuliani is as horrible as you could imagine. But also, these allegations of selling pardons, these need to be examined. Like, I don't know how there hasn't been already a call in the Senate or the DOJ to investigate this. I mean, it's possible that this woman lodging this lawsuit, who has got voice recordings, who has got email texts, I should say text screenshots, all sent around. She's seeking $10 million in damages, including the $2 million that she was not paid that were essentially promised her for employment. That she included this other allegation that she, like, she's got a lot of evidence on what her case is. She drops in this other allegation. Why? If it was untrue that he said this to her, she is one of the most, and her lawyer is one of the biggest idiots in the world. Why would you put in such a flagrant allegation? This is a big allegation that was false. When you have so much else that doesn't even run directly to your case necessarily, and you have so much else to prove here. And you have substantiation on these other claims. And it may be the case that Rudy Giuliani was just trying to be, you know, impressive. But if Rudy Giuliani did say this, maybe somebody needs to investigate whether it was just to show off or whether it was founded in some type of truth. I mean, it seems to me this is a big allegation. Nakedly selling pardons. And I would imagine you're able to trace that money. Like, we know the people who got pardons. And we know the people whose pardons went through the pardon board, at least initially, right? All the requests. So what you do is you look at the, were there requests made by Rudy Giuliani to the pardon board? Or were there pardons that didn't go through the pardon board at all? Those two things would give you a subset of things to investigate. I mean, this seems pretty straightforward. But we'll see.
And also, who asked and didn't get one, too? Like, you remember those? There were those reports, like, Gates requested a pardon, or Gosard Biggs from Arizona. Like, if there was any discussions of paying for that or whatever after January 6th?
Well, you're not going to. I mean, if it's between those two, you're not going to know. What you really need is the pardons that happened. You trace, what did money exit their bank accounts and go in to Giuliani and Trump's? It's not, I mean, there is a, you know, I don't know if you can find these stuffs because I imagine these guys are quite good at hiding stuff. But you look at the pardons that were granted and then you trace and see if there was any cash. That's it. Super clear on what the, the scope of this investigation is. But all we're going to hear about is how John Durham says, I'm glad the FBI made some changes into their process because when I investigated it, I thought the process was bad, too. That's what his investigation was. No, all recommendations that have already been done by the FBI.
Got him.
But look, if the Republican Congress wants to defund the FBI, I think I can sign on to that. And let's do the CIA while we're at it. We could do the NSA.
Let's go down the line. All the intelligence agencies. Why not?
Let's put that money into the EPA and to the IRS. And
DOE.
Health and Human Services. And see if we can't expand Medicaid a little bit more. All right, we're going to take a break and head into the fun half. Shortest show in years. The show used to always be 45 minutes. Now we're going to do it. Folks, just a reminder, it's your support that makes this show possible. You can become a member at jointhemajorityreport.com. When you do, you not only get the free show free of commercials, you also get the fun half. And don't forget, Cedar Seeds. Miguel says, my Cedar Seeds were mostly crushed, but two survived. They are going strong. If that's the case, please email, I think it's info@cedarsseeds.com, and they'll send you out new ones to make up for those. That is not the way they're not supposed to be crushed. So check it out. She also claims to have 23,000 emails and texts between Rudy, the Trumps, and others. Can you say Jack Smith subpoena? I mean,
I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be the real story. Maybe that's why. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if Ron DeSantis' stock goes up after this. Folks, again, join the majorityreport.com. Also, justcoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use the coupon code MAJORITY. You get 10% off of their coffee. Get the MR blend. Do yourself a favor. Also, amquickie.com. Check it out. People are loving Bob's work these days. And so head over there. Corey and Bob doing a great job every day sending out an email to your inbox. amquickie.com, or you can sign up and get it 5 days a week. As it is now, it's 3 days a week. If you sign up and become a paid subscriber, you get it 5 days a week. So check that out. Join the majorityreport.com. ESVN. Emma on break.
So no show this weekend, but we'll have a lot to get to next Monday. We have some coach firings in the NBA, more advancements in the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs. So we'll have a big jumbo show when she's back on Monday. YouTube.com/ESPN show for clips until then.
Matt, what's happening in Left Reckoning?
Tonight on Left Reckoning, Vivek Chibber and Matt Huber will be joining us. So patreon.com/Left Reckoning. I think Huber's going to stick around for the postgame.
646-257-3920 is the number. We'll see you in the fun half.
You are in for it.
All right, folks, 646-257-3920. See you in the fun half.
Oh, no. Are you ready?
Who sent us this?
Anarchy. Alpha males are back. Boy is back. And the alpha males are back.
Just as delicious as you could imagine.
The alpha males are back. Boy is back. And the alpha males are back.
Just want to degrade the white man.
Alpha males are back.
I take all of it to my throat.
Alpha males are back.
Snowflake says what?
The alpha males are back.
You are a madman!
And the alpha males are back.
Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare!
Can you bring back DJ Dinner?
Yeah, or a couple of them, just put them in rotation.
DJ Dinner.
Well, the problem with those is they're like 45 seconds long, so I don't know if they're enough for the break.
That's fucking nonsense.
See white people doing drugs that look worse than normal white people, and all white people look disgusting.
And the alpha males,
psych, fuck them.
Snowflake says what?
What?
Snowflake says what?
A hell of a lot of bang. A hell of a lot of bank. Okay. I'm making stupid money. A hell of a lot of bank. A hell of a lot of bank.
All lives matter.
Have you tried doing an impression on a college campus?
I think that there's no reason why reasonable people across the divide can't all agree with this. Psych.
And the alpha males are back. And the Africans are black African. And the alpha males are black. And the Africans are back.
When you see Donald Trump out there, doesn't a little part of you think that America deserves to be taken over by jihadists? Keeping it 100. Can't knock the hustle. Come on! Fuck them. Things I do for the bigger game plan.
By the way, it's my birthday! Happy birthday to me, Jew boy!
I have a thought experiment for you.
And the alpha males are back. Africans are black. Alpha males are black. Africans are back.
Come on! To pay the price for blasphemy around here.
I am in total.